I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations texted 200,000 Syrian refugees in Jordan last week that food aid was being cut off. Sadly, it's not a lot better anywhere else because of the sheer numbers in the world's largest humanitarian crisis. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says in Greece, most of the refugees have very little to survive on.
We have a group of volunteers that travels with a medical van, and they provide, again, supplies, water, basic food, basic medical care, so that these people can survive.
The love of Christ plants seeds, and from there, it's all God.
We don't know how God is going to use the seed that is sown, but we are praying that as they continue their trip, that this seed that is planted will be cultivated and bear fruit through further contact.
And while God's sowing seeds in Syria, he's also helping Operation Mobilization Free Sex Slaves through their annual Freedom Climb. After other women saw the work being done through the Freedom Climb, they wanted to join in but didn't actually want to climb. And that's why OM changed the name to the Freedom Challenge and added some different events. OM's Tina Yeager.
We're broadening it by really focusing on bringing it to the individual person, saying you can make a difference and really challenge yourself to do something.
This spring, they're launching a walking challenge. Groups of 10 will walk a million steps to raise money for a program that will rescue women and show them their worth in Jesus' eyes.
Our goal is, over the next 5 years, OM would like to free a million women, and we would really want to challenge the body of Christ to get engaged however God calls them to do that.
You'll find the sign-up links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.